So that's great. So we can stick to the schedule. So the first point is called the new member welcome, and I have to welcome Alejandra, who joined our working group, although she wasn't approved officially yet, but I don't expect any objection from the council. So I believe we can take her as a new member and welcome her. Thank you very much for joining us, Alejandra.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, perfect. So, agenda item number two is the overview of the action points. I think we can go very quickly because I expect that all the action points was related to the Beijing meeting. So, just in case, Gabi, are you aware of any outstanding action points, something that needs to be solved? Or?
No, I was going to suggest myself that we skip running through them because they're all done or they were related to the meeting, so they're all, you know, done.
Okay, so all of them are either done or not important to be done. So
yeah, exactly.
So, perfect. So I think the most important thing now is to look at the survey results from the Beijing. Gabi, if you can shift to the next slide.
I just made you presenter.
I have a very good news. If you look at the graph at the screen, and those of you who are not at the Adobe Connect, it's slide number two of the PDF I've sent to the list. You can see that the overall rating of Beijing meeting was highest in the history. So that's great, and thank you all very much for that, because we probably helped that preparing a good agenda. And also the number of participants was quite high. It's the second highest in the history. So, again, the motivation tools work really well. So that's great. And also, I must say, the facilities and everything was very well prepared in China. So I think a huge part of it also belongs to the organizers, meeting organizers. If you look at the slide number three, there is a list of sessions that we attended in Beijing, and the order is in ratings. So the financial contribution was the best rated session, and the worst rated was the study group on country names. So you can see the list, and it's basically the result of the workshops. As I said, everything is quite positive. We improved in many of the areas, so it looks quite good to me.
Andre,
if you yes,
this is Peter. Just one comment, and unfortunately, I don't have the slide in front of me at the moment. But one thing that I picked up from quite a few attempts, and also from the panelists, was a significant disappointment with the panel. I don't know if that shows in the stats. For instance, I rated them quite high because I rated them at the beginning of the panel, which I probably shouldn't have done, because then after the first 15 minutes, I personally felt that it fell down.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably something that we need to look into. Panelists were complaining about lack of preparation. So if that's the fix that is needed, if we want to do another panel at the next session, then that's something we should take into consideration. If it's the choice of topic or anything else, I think it's something important to investigate for this group, because the panels have, at least for me personally, always been a spectacular highlight of the CCNSO meeting, so I would hate it to see those stats go down.
But Peter, it was ranked very high. The panel discussion was one.
Frankly, that does not reflect what I hear from the people that I talk to. And personally, I felt that apart from the first half hour, which was the introduction round and people answering the first question, I think, for instance, Rulof's comments during that panel discussion were excellent. But after that, I didn't think it was very good. Did anybody in this group think it was very good? The panelists didn't think it was very good either, so I'm not offending anyone.
Just one small comment, Peter. If you talk to those disappointed people, tell them to rate the sessions, because we have just two people mentioned that it was an average session, and that's a strange indication to me. The panel, although panel is usually number one in the rating, and this time is number three, it's still rated very high, and in the text I don't see any comments either. So and that's probably for all the working group members. Please try to encourage the people to fill the surveys, because as you see, we can sometimes get some mixed feelings from sessions. And I take it seriously. I understand that you talk to a lot of people, and I also saw some problems we have made preparing the panel, especially that we didn't really prepare it properly. It was prepared on the last moment, and the people that volunteered to prepare it were not very active. So I think that's something we have to look at and consider for the future. So I take this point, and I understand it. And please, all the working group members, try to encourage the participants.
Yeah. One of the reasons why probably I get the feedback is when I do the pre-meeting report for the center members, and it's spread more broadly than that, about 200 people read it. I had put the panel as the thing not to miss during the CCNSO meeting. So maybe that's why people commented back to me saying that they were a bit disappointed, as the expectations might have been set too high. But okay, I understand the feedback on about the surveys. Okay, thank you.
Peter and Andre, this is Bart. I think Peter is right in the sense of, say, if you look at the quality of this panel discussion and compare it with the others, this one was not as good as the previous ones, or, say, the standard we set. And everybody is very aware of this, and it was quite a challenge to get it together this time. So your point is taken very, very seriously. But on the other hand, if say next time with if people would submit it, then it becomes obvious. So we don't have to decide it or evaluate it during this call as well. So people, it's otherwise we all know this happens. And if you compare it, say, with previous ones, you're absolutely right about noting the quality of this panel discussion.
Although I must say, Bart, that you helped to save it on the last moment. I know you and some other people work very hard to make it happen. So thank you for that. And I think still the rating has some validity. So although some people were disappointed, I still believe it was a good panel. So thank you for that.
Yeah, maybe in itself, yes. But compared to others, it wasn't. And I know the people on the panel felt very uncomfortable about it as well, as did others. So it was last minute, and we should avoid it as much as possible for the future. So it's a point well, noting.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent. Any other observation from the rating or from the comments? I read many comments that really highlighted the financial contribution session. It was very valuable for many people, and also is very well rated. So any other observations you would like to share with us?
I can just comment quickly that I can see the CCNSO meeting with the board members was very popular. So I actually contacted Chris and Mike and asked if they would be available for a similar session in Durban, and they have both replied that they would love to come, so that's good.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you for that. Anything else?
One more from me, Andre. I really liked, and I've indicated that on the form too, that I really liked Alejandra's format of presentation with the 1-minute introduction of the country. I think it added a flavor that we've been missing way too often in the CCNSO. We have the enormous luxury and pleasure of working through different cultures and countries and languages. But it suddenly shows, if you just show stats of the latest domain count. So I really welcome that. I think it was refreshing, and I would encourage every newcomer to the CCNSO to use the same template. It was really well done.
Okay.
Agree with Peter.
Okay, good. Anything else? Do you have some explanation for the poor rating of study group on country names, who is, and stuff like that? Is there anything we can help or improve, or do you think it's the topic itself, or the maybe the way of presenting those things?
Presentations over the phone are just horrible every single time. You have 100 people traveling across the world to attend a meeting, then I really don't think you can have a presenter dial in. It's just not proper form.
Yeah, but this is bad. I'm in the car. I'm waiting for my son. So, but on the other hand, I agree with you, Peter, but one of the things is, and maybe this is something, I know the study group hopes that by that time they had the final report ready, including the recommendations. So that didn't happen, and that was one of the reasons for putting them up. So under normal circumstances, you wouldn't have any update from the study group itself. So that's one point. And on the other hand, it's, say, you always end up, say, we have to be careful that we will not use this to... As a driver to keep included some of the, updates or reports, etc. Because, say, there will be always one or two more boring presentations on the meeting itself.
No, but I think it's the content of the presentation, at least as far as I'm concerned, was fine. I mean, it's not the most exciting thing, but it's a very relevant update. But we should make sure that if a speaker cannot be in the meeting physically, we have a backup from the same working group. I mean, there were people in that room that could have easily read the slides, and I think that would have
made a yes. Say, Peter and I agree. I was there, but Paul wanted to do it himself. So, but maybe that's something to ensure that we do not do presentations by phone anymore, if that is the concern. If it's not about the contents, it's the format of the presentation. I agree.
That's
that in order to do it as well.
Okay.
We had that feedback before on surveys as well, when we had phone presentations that people just didn't like it. So I think we should avoid it too. Yeah. As possible.
Okay,
I also think that constant feedback that we have throughout the service is that people are not that interested in working group updates in general, so it's not strange that several of the working group updates score quite poorly, because we have that feedback all over that we should try to avoid these working group updates. But on the other hand, some of them, they have to do the updates because they're in such a crucial moment of their work that they just have to do it. It's just that it's not as interesting as other things.
Okay, good. I couldn't the who is replacement. That was the problem of the rating, that it was too technical thing? Because we know that the majority of the attendees are managerial people. I didn't see it. So if someone can help me, what was the problem there? Nobody?
I was there, but I didn't really listen, to be honest. But I can just tell you that
okay.
This came as a very, very late, last-minute request, which we squeezed into the agenda because we did have some spare time because of the GAC meeting that didn't happen. So we had some spare time, but it was a very last-minute request, and that might have reflected on that too. I don't know.
Okay, good. So at least we have two lessons. One is about the panel discussion, and second is about the phone presentation. If that's everything, I would move on. Or is there anything you would like to comment? Or can we move to the Beijing meeting, talking about what can be in the Durban meeting?
Can I just comment on one thing? There was someone commenting on that they would like to have video and remote participation. We used to have it once upon a time, Apparently, we were the only room that didn't have it. I'm not sure. Is it something you think I should pursue? I mean, I can check. I cannot promise anything. But the one of the remote participants thought of that was odd, that we were the only ones that didn't have a video, which would be easier to follow.
Oh, video such an streaming. Important part of ICANN without video. Yeah, scary. Okay, well, we need to talk to organizers.
Well, I just wanted to know your feeling about that, because I am happy to tell our technical department that that was an issue, but I'm not sure if others think the same.
I think our meeting has very high attendance, and I understand that many people can't attend in person and would like to see it remotely, so I don't see any reason why we shouldn't have the video transfer. So I think we can talk about it. Maybe there are some other reasons we don't know, but at least we can ask. But that's a good suggestion, I believe.
Okay, I'll take it as an action point.
Oh, thank you, Gabby. Good. So anything else? No. Okay, good. So let's move to the number four, which are the topics for the Durban meeting. Gabby and Barb, can you help us and tell us, are there any sessions that are sort of reserved and that we will have something that you know that is going to happen on the Durban meeting in our agenda?
Well, first of all, you might have seen this email conversation with Vika, I think, about the panel discussion. Because it's our 10-year anniversary, the celebration committee, we have a celebration committee, and I suggested that we dedicate the panel discussion to talk about the future of the CCNSO, but Leslie suggested we should rename it slightly to celebrate the past, look into the future, which sounds better, but it should basically focus on the CCNSO, and they asked us to ask the program working group to agree on this, because they thought that this would be an appropriate issue.
Okay, that seems to me like a reasonable suggestion. Do you have any objections, or can we agree on this?
This is Bart. Gabby, in addition, some people in the program working group, specifically Chris de Spain, or the
Celebration
Committee, made the suggestion we try to do it on Monday, just after the opening ceremony, as a special one, and maybe have our own CCNSO panel discussion in addition on Wednesday afternoon. But one of the reasons, if you look back at it, the celebration committee suggests that the panelists will be the chairs of all the SOs and ACs, and their availability is most likely ensured for Monday. And that we will use the main room, but so it's not a matter of the program working group anymore, but it's more for the celebration committee to organize this specific panel discussion. So that leaves a slot open, and maybe as a backup for a full panel discussion on Wednesday.
There will be a CCNSO panel discussion, so there's probably one thing we need to ensure is to talk with the technical working group, which I'm happy to do, to inform them about that, because I'm not sure whether Eberhard is aware of it, and I, as a vice chair of technical working group, I'm happy to talk with him about it. And we probably cannot do much about this organization, so I'm happy to pass it to Celebration Committee, of course.
Not definite yet, so I think the celebration committee will meet either this week or next week. So we have some time to organize it, but let me get back as soon as I know to the program working group and to the tech working group on whether this is idea will work.
Okay.
I have to summarize and I'm driving back.
Drive safely. Good. Anything else, Gabi Barat? I think you talk about the CCNSO board meeting with the CCNSO appointed board members, which is great and work in Beijing. Anything
yes.
else, like a meeting with GAC or something like that?
Yes, there will most likely be a GAC meeting this time because that was the kind of priority since we missed it last time. So there will be a GAC meeting. And Bart and I, we will talk about some meetings that have to happen. So they just have to happen. So, and I understand we go on with the CCTLD news session if it's popular. Okay. And so what we would do is that I will make a draft agenda with things that we need to have, and I'll send it out to you. But we should think of topics that we could fill in the gaps that we will have.
So one of this is Bart again, and then I'll really go on mute and drive. Is say the financial contribution. That discussion will hopefully be finalized by the finance working group by the Beijing meet or by the Durban meeting. So my anticipation is, or I anticipate that we will have a 1 or 2 hour session again on the financial contribution discussion following from Beijing.
That's great. I just wanted to ask. So that's great. It's very popular. So I'm sure the people will be very interested in that. So perfect. So how much time, Gabi Oba, do you think we will have beside those sort of mandatory sessions? There will be probably time for a panel discussion, as you said. And do you think there will be time for something else?
I think that typically we have time for a shorter session of 45 minutes and a longer session of perhaps 1 hour, 1.5, something like that. That's my estimation I have right now. But that's typically how much time we have. So we have one little shorter session and one longer.
Okay, so do you think, all you working group members, do you have any suggestion for those sessions, either for the panel or for some other sessions? In the past we had DNSSEC marketing, I think Wicked was one of them. So do you have any suggestions for Durban?
This is Yang Han.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. I think the topic of overall governance is a very important topic that is being discussed, not just within ICANN, but in other groups as well. And I think we should try to have a session on that.
I'm sorry, I probably missed some word. Governance of what? I didn't hear it.
Governance of the internet, like the
multi-stakeholder
model or the enhanced cooperation model.
And do you mean it as for the panel session or as a normal session? Panel discussion.
That should probably be better for the panel session.
So, what the others? What do you think about this?
I can just say that there was also a suggestion from the in the survey that we have a session on overall governance, future of internet governance scenarios, and so on. So I think that there might be some interest in this. But as I said, the main panel on Wednesday afternoon is already kind of taken, so we can make a smaller panel on this, perhaps.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, any other ideas or do you agree with Yang-Han?
Maybe we should have a special focus on this. I mean, not only just saying, internet governance. Maybe we should have a more focus, like, for instance, it says future scenarios, what could happen. I don't know, would that be a good focus for a small panel? If you agree on that.
Okay, why not?
This is Peter. Maybe one way to look at it would be to, instead of coming up with futuristic scenarios, is look at what's already happening and have CCs come forward and tell about their local experience and how they mitigate them. And the example I have in mind is in Belgium, the whole domain name sector is under significant pressure, not just the registry, probably the registry, not even that much, but the registrars and the models and the fact that there are currently quite a lot of consumer complaints. And this will trigger government interest. Without any doubt, in 2 years from now, the Belgian government will propose some regulation to regulate the industry and the market. And from what I hear from center members, and I'm sure this is all happening all over the world, I'm sure we would be able to find enough of those stories and have hands-on experience on how, first of all, we could prevent them, or if the CC can prevent them locally, and if they can't prevent them, what the best solution is to deal with them. Maybe that makes it a bit more tangible while still touching upon all the high-level principle issues that might come up in a panel discussion in the future.
Oh, that's interesting. I think you could take it from a very different point than Yangam. If you would like to talk more about the concrete, about the local situation and I think it's interesting point. I don't think we have ever discussed it. Any other comments? Okay, so I don't hear anything. So that means that we probably found a topic for one of the sessions. And Gabby stated that we can have two. So is there any other suggestion for some different topic?
I checked the input we received, and one of the. The suggestions was it was something about cooperation with law enforcement on issues such as cross-border DDoS attacks and spam, etc. Some I understand some more security-focused session.
Sounds interesting. Any comments to this?
I can put for now, let me check what the agenda will look like, but if we have a shorter session, I can put something for now, something just security, and we can think of it.
I think, Gabby, the ESSEC is usually meeting with law enforcement agency people, so they are attending ICANN, so probably not so complicated to ask them to participate. So we might have such session easily, I believe.
Okay. Well, let me draft the agenda and see how that fits there. But shall we go into this direction?
It sounds interesting to me. I don't know how are the others.
This is Yangam. I think it could be interesting. But one thing is. I actually haven't attended the tech session, but do they talk about something like this there?
No, Yangam, I don't think we do that. There is always many aspects of this issue, and I expect this will not be targeted to the technical details of DDoS attack and mitigations, but more about the cooperation, which is something that probably belongs more to CC NSO general meeting than to tech day.
Okay. Okay, sounds great.
I think it's an excellent topic.
Thank you. So great. We found two topics. At this stage, it's not very clear and has to be a little bit finalized. But great. Do you think we should appoint like two groups working on those topics and making some proposal?
Happy to contribute. Yes.
Okay, good. So who of you is interested and would like to participate creating some charter or documentary for the governance topic?
I can help if.
Yangam, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
I'll happily work with Yangam on the governance topic.
Thank you, Peter. I hope that you will be able to join. I'm happy to be on the list. That if you don't mind and please comment it. So we have three people volunteered to work on this document. What about the security topic or the law enforcement agencies? Cooperation topic. Is anybody interested in working on this?
I can imagine that Katrina would be. So I can volunteer her in her absence and she can be angry with me.
Oh, thank you very much, Katrina.
And Andre, can I volunteer you too? Because I think you have... some insights with us with the FSAC.
Yeah, so I will be more active probably on this side, so especially on the government issue, don't expect really high activity from me. I will be happy to comment. But
can
please,
we perhaps volunteer Carolina on that one?
Yeah. Okay, at least next time they will attend those calls.
Patricio and Hero, are you... Sorry.
Just interrupt. I think Carolina might be a better fit for the governance session.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I meant Carolina for the governance.
Yeah.
So I meant to volunteer Carolina for the governance topic. But Patricio, would you be interested? And Hero.
Yeah, Hero will.
Which topic do you mean?
The security part.
I'm sorry.
This is Hero. I will help the security part.
Great, Hero.
Thank you, Hero. Okay, but not to make mistakes from the past, we need to appoint some leader who will be sort of chairman of the group because somebody has to initiate the discussion. So who is going to lead the governance discussion? Is anybody volunteering? I mean, just really initiate the discussion and try to fit some deadline. I don't think it's a huge amount of work, but we need somebody who will take care of this.
So, this is Yangam?
Yeah.
Andre, so the
yes.
Leader is someone that should be preparing maybe background documents for this?
Well, he or she should be just responsible for initiating. You know, usually if you appoint a group of people and they are all busy, nobody starts working. So that I need somebody who will at least write an initial email and start some work. It doesn't mean he or she has to write a document, that he or she has to really actively start the discussion and trying to push the group forward. You know, it's better to have one name than three who and all those three things that the other will do something and that's usually how those things fail. So that's why I would like to hear one name. I'm happy to start a discussion of the security part. So If anyone else can volunteer to be responsible for the governance, I will be happy.
I can do it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Excellent. So, what is the time frame of this thing? Well, it probably is related to the date of the next call, so maybe we can discuss it now. The Durban meeting is going to happen in 2 months, am I counting well?
It's starting on the 15th.
So, yeah, it's a little bit, a couple of days more than 2 months, so basically 2 months. So we don't have much time. So what time do you think we could meet and that would lead us to the deadline for some sort of idea submission or some basics of the document? So what about in probably 2 weeks? Is it reasonable for everybody to try to meet and continue this discussion? 2-3?
I will be in Geneva for the WGPF conference all next week. So
that's true.
I think if we're possible, can we make a? I can make a doodle poll for a meeting starting 22nd of May till 28th, perhaps. So that we try to find a time within these 4 or 5 days.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Which will be in about 2 and a little bit weeks. So then we will probably ask to submit the papers a couple of days ago. No, I don't think we need much time to read it. So just for me and Yangan to send those documents or at least list of the ideas a little bit ahead of the meetings. Okay?
Yep.
Excellent. So, is there anything we need to talk and it's related to Durban meeting? If not...
Hello?
Yeah. Was
Hello.
It you, Peter? Did you want to...
Yes.
So, I hear something in...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it's within the scope of this working group, but I just wanted to add the alternatives to the CCNSO dinner, I think, was very good. It was very well executed. I think everybody really enjoyed it, probably even more than some of the very expensive dinners that we had in the past. So I don't know if it's something we should discuss, but it might be worth sending a signal to the council or to the chair or to whoever is responsible for this, that that this is something we should continue.
It is exactly what I said to Gabby just immediately at the party there. I think it was much better
mm-hmm.
than the seated dinner, so I was really excited and I liked it. So if you want to at least minute this and sort of pass it to the council, I'm happy because I really would like to underline what you have said. It was better than the seated dinners, at least to me.
So I can just tell you that the council, they decided in Toronto to go ahead with 3 cocktails and then evaluate afterwards what people think. So there will be an evaluation after the Argentina meeting by the council about this. But I haven't done any formal survey, but the feedback I had was I had one person saying that the dinners were better, but this was great. So, but the rest were, on the contrary, they said that they preferred this format much more. So So I would be surprised if this would change. But I'm happy to put it down in the notes here.
Okay, yeah, do it. I think it's worth to note if there's no objection.
Yes.
Gabi, this is Patricio. Yeah, I agree that the new format worked quite well and probably should become the standard in the future. But we might consider making just one exception in Argentina and having an Argentinian-style barbecue.
I'm sure, can't we make it in a cocktail way that they barbecue whilst we have a standing, something standing while instead of seated? The thing is, Patricia, it's very much a cost thing, and the cocktail we had in Beijing was much, 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 much cheaper than the last dinners we had. And yes, I must say, I really had problems finding sponsors for that. So it wasn't. I was actually not sure whether this would happen up until a few weeks before. So. So I'm not sure that, you know, it's actually a cost issue as the community has grown. So if we can find a compromise, perhaps, I'm sure that there might be something compromise. We would talk to the Argentinian hosts in Durban, so.
Okay. So if you don't mind, we will manage that the working group is happy with the new format of dinner or cocktail, and I think that's all we can do because this was decided by council, so I think it's council's issue. Good. Anything else you would like to talk about before we will meet to the charter? Nothing, thank you. So the next point is the charter review. Unfortunately, it's for some strange reason doesn't work at Adobe. So I just sent to the chat a download link, and I also sent the document to the mailing list. This charter was written at the beginning of the working group, so I was asked by the council to sort of look at it, review, and possibly amend the charter. If you had a chance to read it, there are basically two things that are not really in the harmony of how we operate the working group or how we run it. First is that, and it's in part number four, that the membership of the working group is for 1 year, that the working group members may be reappointed for a maximum two more subsequent periods, which is maximum of three terms. That's not what we do. We never reappoint anybody. Everybody who was appointed just continues. Sometimes people leave, and sometimes we add new people. So my suggestion, rather than changing the way we run the working group, is to change this article number four, and just say that the working group members are appointed by a council, and that's all. Or do you have any feeling of this, or do you, what is your vision of this article? I don't hear anything. Is it that? Yes, please, Peter, come on.
I think there is an obvious reason to put clauses like that in charters, that is to make sure that there is no monopolization. But that said, I don't think we've experienced an enormous amount of requests to participate in this group. So I personally wouldn't object to removing that or changing that, but probably on the condition that we make an additional commitment to keep on looking for fresh blood for this group. Otherwise, and obviously this is a bit cutting corners, but I don't want the CCNSO agendas in 5 years to look identically the same as they do now, because the same people with the same IDs are drafting them. So I think those clauses can go on condition that we renew that commitment.
I think I understand. I agree with you. We don't have a huge queue of people really wanting to join this this working group. So we have exactly opposite problems. Would you, for example, volunteer to draft this article the way you said?
Yeah, sure. Happy to.
Okay. So I think the best way, if you just send it to a mailing list for everyone who couldn't attend this call, and we can discuss it there. I think the idea, and Gabi or Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we should make some suggestions, send it to council, and the council will consider it. So I don't know what is the time frame, where is expected this decision to take place. But my understanding is that it's going to be in Durban, but maybe I'm wrong.
It can take place on their email list, so I don't think there's a special time frame for that.
Okay, good. So Peter, thank you for that. And if you can just write, and probably the article of the same size, or which is pretty small, and discuss it in the mailing list, that would be perfect way.
Okay.
And next issue I identified is in the article number 3, in the scope, because it says that we should develop guidelines on CCNSO general meeting agendas. So it was expected that we will write some formal document that will probably say how these agendas are, or the agenda is prepared, which has never happened. So the question is the same, whether we should rather amend the article or rather prepare the guidelines. And in this case, I think it would make sense to me to write a very simple document based on the experience we had from this and past meetings, and just write down how we prepare the agenda. Just make very simple, probably one page document saying, we meet twice, we start discussion about topics, then a draft is sent to the mailing list, usually by secretariat, then we have another call, we comment it and finalize the documents related to the panel discussion and so on. So I think we have never written that down, but on the other hand, we have a pretty stable mechanism we prepare the agenda. So my suggestion is to write a document in very simple language, a very short one, that will just state how we do the thing. But maybe you have some different ideas on this topic. So do you want to comment this? Again, I don't hear anything. Does it mean you agree or you don't mind? Or or you disagree and don't want to talk?
I agree, Andre. And unfortunately, I have to run, so I have to leave the call, but I'll send you the article that we just discussed later on today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you for your involvement. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, I'm new in the working group, so I do think it is to develop a short guideline for the past meeting, as in the sense of how the agenda is built, at least for documentation.
Okay, thank you. So, I think it will be probably my task in cooperation with Gabi, if you don't mind, that we will try to prepare some drafts on this document and send it to the working group. Gabi, what do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. So that's action point for us, and to make a draft of this document. And is there anything that you read in the charter that you think it's strange and should be changed, or something?
This
some other
Yang-un.
Comments related to the charter.
This is Yang-un.
Yes, please.
I'm wondering if, for example, Eric is not participating in ICANN anymore. So I'm wondering if we should kind of clean up the list.
Yeah, I think the names in the charter are names of the initial working group members. So I think this was amended. And I don't know what is the common way how to deal with that, whether we should remove those names from the charter and not to changing charter every time somebody newcomer joins.
I'm just saying I don't think we should remove the names, but we should just mention that the current, I mean, at a certain point in time, there are these people that are currently involved.
I think that what we could do is rewrite initial members. It might be interesting to have for, you know, archiving reasons,
right.
See. However, we do have a website for this working group, and there we keep an updated list, so we can also include the link there perhaps or whatever, because there is an updated list that's available on our website for the program working group. So I suggest we call this initial members, and then we can current members and just write a link perhaps.
Okay, so after Peter is will send his draft, I will make changes in the charter in this way, and that's probably all. I don't think there is any disagreement on this point. Okay, thank you, Yang-un. Good comment. Anyone else? I don't hear anything. So if you don't mind, I would move to another point. Which is the usual fuzzy item agenda point called any other business. So is there anything else you would like to talk about? Anything you would like to express? You have to do something for AOB. It's usually empty. Okay. I don't hear anything. So since we discussed the next the date of the next meeting, next call, then our agenda is empty. So if I really don't hear anything in next 3 seconds, I will conclude the meeting. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Thank you very much, then. Thank you very much for joining and for your suggestions. And I'm really looking forward to hear you next time in about two or 3 weeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.